Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Everybody loves lists. Everybody loves to debate rankings. We're going to do that in this segment. Our Carolinas top 10, 1 through 10, the 10 FBS playing schools here in the Carolinas. But before we move on to that, let's stick with the South Carolina Gamecocks conversation. Go to a good friend of the show, Mustin joins, wants to talk South Carolina. I guess you're calling in with a vote of confidence on Mike Shula. Is that right, Mustin?
Well, Cole, you know, I actually just got in my car. I said, I'll call you when I am in my car because I'm more confident when I'm driving. And, you know, the bad thing is Hot Stuff from Donna Summers was playing. So I was debating on whether to call you or listen to her.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I'm like, I better call Cole. He's been waiting on my call for 15 minutes. So.
That's right. Let me ask you, how are you? Are you, like Diesel said, are you confident? You down bad? What's Mustin thinking right now as a Gamecock?
Well, you know, as much as, like, we were hoping this past weekend would have been that weekend where all of a sudden, you know, we have all the negative things going on like we did last year, and all of a sudden the light turns on and Beamer gets the team going against Oklahoma and, you know, we win six in a row and beat the crap out of Clemson, and the Clemson fans talk crap about their team, but it didn't happen. Yeah. So, I don't know. Look, we have faith in Beamer. We're hoping. Look, we love the guy. We don't want to fire him, and we're not going to, as much as Clemson fans wish we would, and then we'd have all this turmoil going on. But I don't know. This past weekend had to be one of the worst, you know, I don't know about stats-wise, but had to be one of the worst offensive games I've ever seen in Columbia, South Carolina. We love our boy Sellers, but, you know, he can't do it himself. I mean, you watch him there. He's running for his life. He's trying to get 2 yards, you know, and the play calling – okay, granted, you know, there's everybody saying, well, our offensive line sucks. Okay, great. We know that. And now we got apparently 3-4 of those guys not going to be suited, which might be a good thing. I mean, hell, they weren't doing anything anyway. You know, I mean, you know, why play them if they're not worth a darn? So, you know, but then, okay, you know, as an offensive coordinator, as a head coach, okay, if you know certain things aren't working on your team, then you got to adjust. You got to do, you know, I mean, I think once or twice we did a screenplay that actually got us 5-6 yards, you know, and so try something different. I don't know. It's just, you know, going up the middle 3 times in a row, even though you're on the 1-yard line, I mean, you got Sellers who, you know, is hard to stop, yet, you know, we give the ball to a guy who weighs less than me, trying to go up the middle, you know, it just, I don't know. I'm lost for words. I'm, you know, I'm hoping that Beamer will make us Gamecock fans, us true Gamecock fans that think that we might get slaughtered by Alabama. I hope we have to. I would love to call your show on Monday and say, man, I'll wear orange shirt for a whole day. You know, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where we at. We just there's nothing there on offense. And hey,
what most people don't realize, Mustin, what most people don't realize about you is that you are 6'4", 220. You are built like a Buick, my friend.
Oh, baby. Hey, and I just left the gym, too. And
there you go.
I feel pumped up. I got, you know, I'm about to go do a fireball shot with my buddies, and I'm off.
All right, real quick before we let you go, what's your prediction? Yep. What's the score Saturday?
Oh, my God. Hey, what is the line? I don't even know what the line is.
11.5.
I tell you, I mean, if I was still betting, which thank God I quit because I was about to lose my house, you know, I don't see why you, as a betting guy, you wouldn't take Alabama.
Right.
But the line has dropped, right? Somebody said it was 13 or 14, so somebody seeing something in South Carolina, I don't know. I don't want to predict it because then, you know, everybody, oh, you a fair weather fan. You didn't take your Gamecocks when they pulled this upset off.
Yeah.
You know,
Austin,
but I.
Hopefully it gets better, man. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, Cole, come join me for a drink.
I wish I could. I'm on air till 7. Talk to you soon, man. Mustin, appreciate the phone call as always. And look, Gamecock fan out there is upset about it.
To
they
his point,
be, yeah.
You have to get the ball out into space quickly. You got to design plays that way instead of trying to run up the middle. I mean, anybody trying to run up a middle against Oklahoma is going to fail. They have an extremely good defense, especially at stopping the run. You are not going to be successful. And to his point, you don't have the guy that weighs 40 pounds less and is 3 inches shorter than Lenora Sellers be the one taking the ball.
Yeah.
You let the guy that is built like a Buick run the football. Unfortunately, you do that, you risk Lenora Sellers, and it seems like they're still trying to be super cautious with him.
It's sad. Hopefully it'll get better. It's got to get better before it gets worse, right?
So the question is, Cole, if you were looking at the top 10 teams in the Carolinas, I don't think you have a choice but to move South Carolina down the list from where they were last week. There's not a tremendous, in my mind, there's not a tremendous amount of movement, and this is getting harder and harder to do because there is just so much mediocrity in the Carolinas when it comes to college football.
There is.
The best record in the Carolinas, and there are 6 teams who share this same record, 4-3.
That's the best record.
You got six teams that are 4-3. Well, I take that back. Wake Forest is 4-2 because they have had an extra bye week. But Duke is my number one team still in the Carolinas. I know they. Here's the crazy thing. You look back at what happened this past week. Duke lost. Clemson lost. South Carolina lost. App State lost. UNC lost. Charlotte lost. Out of the 10 teams in the Carolinas to play FBS football, only two of them won, and that's Coastal and East Carolina.
That's pretty pathetic for your Carolina's top 10. That list might get canceled if things continue to go this way.
I know.
And to James Taylor's song that's playing, Diesel, I don't know that anybody wants these Carolina teams on their mind as bad as it is right now.
Well, I think a lot of teams want these Carolina teams on their schedule.
Oh, that's good
the
point.
Thing. You
it's
put these teams on your schedule. To me, the biggest threat on this entire list, still, even though they lost 27-18 to Georgia Tech, is still the Duke Blue Devils. You look at their points for, points against, 146-84. They're scoring a lot more than teams are scoring against them. I think they would outscore everybody on this list. And if you had to put Duke against South Carolina today in Charlotte, I think Duke would beat them by 2 touchdowns.
And Darian Mensah's probably the reason you say that, because he's had a heck of a season.
Real good.
70.3 completion percentage, over 2,000 yards already. He's got 5,000 yards, almost 5,000 yards in his career just in 2 seasons, Diesel. He was at Tulsa a year ago. Look at this quarterback going to the portal and being successful, right? Duke teaching Clemson fans a lesson there. 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he's got a quarterback rating of 165.8. This guy... Like, I know that Darian Mensah's not being talked about come April for NFL draft and everything like that, but Look at the two seasons this cat has played in college football. I don't know where he'll be next year, but this guy's going to be up there. This guy has been efficient. He takes care of the football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only thrown 7 interceptions in 2 seasons.
Yeah.
This is a good quarterback. To your point, I think Darian Mensah's Duke Blue Devils should be number one.
You know, this is not meant to be a transfer portal conversation, but you were alluding obviously there to Clemson and not going to the portal for a good backup. If Christopher Vezina, what he gave us this Saturday, this past Saturday against this SMU, which was not bad, if that's the absolute best he can do, I think it would be gross mismanagement for Dabo Swinney not to bring in a really good, like, FCS-style quarterback. I mean, I know the guy at Western Carolina, he's small, so he probably wouldn't fit that great at Clemson's in their system. What they're trying to do, they're trying to get back to that bigger body, tall quarterback. But by God, that guy is going to be on somebody's roster next year in the FBS, and he is going to torch a lot of teams as an undersized guy. Still, though, Cole, despite the fact that, you know, Clemson lost to SMU, I've got to keep them at my number two spot. I mean, look behind them. It's Wake Forest, who's improving, but Wake Forest wouldn't beat Clemson right now.
No.
Would they? No.
No, so you've got Duke 1.
Clemson 2.
Clemson 2.
Wake Forest 3.
Oh, my God. Let me just tell you this. As you're giving this top 10 list, this just tells you how bad the teams in the Carolinas are if Clemson's still number 2.
I know.
And they're 3-4 on the season.
Yep.
Is there nobody below them that could
I mean, would you take East Carolina to beat Clemson right now?
No.
I mean, again, no. I would have to assume that Cade Klubnik is going to be back
against
next
Duke.
Week against Duke, or this week against Duke, or next week against Duke. I would have to assume that, and obviously they were getting better the last 2 weeks prior to the SMU game. If Cade goes down, are we talking about a completely different football, or does it go down? Are we looking at a completely different football game?
I like what Vezina did. I like what he did a lot.
Defense would have still given up a lot of points.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You'd feel like there's a little bit more of a steady hand there. I've got East Carolina 4. I've got South Carolina 5.
Okay.
Because they can't block anybody, and any one of these teams is getting through that line and getting at the quarterback. I've got NC State number 6 because they just got pantsed by a pretty good Notre Dame, though we're not sure exactly what this Notre Dame team is. They look good against USC, really good against NC State.
Lost 2 early games against good teams, though. But you're right. NC State's not a good football team.
I've got Coastal at 7, moving up from 8-7 from last week after they beat App State. They've got a quarterback on that team, Samari Collier, who is for real. He didn't really pop on the stat sheet.
Is that the backup?
He was the backup, yeah. And he came in, and he was really good because Coastal was bad. Bad going into that App State game. They make the quarterback switch, and all of a sudden, they look great. But I've got App State at number 8. I knew for a fact in my mind, I knew it in my heart that when App State had it at the 4-yard line with a chance to go up 10 points and they couldn't get it, they had to kick a field goal to only have a 6-point lead, I knew App State was losing that game because I knew that Samari Collier was going to march that Coastal Carolina team down the field and score a touchdown. I just knew it. But number 9 and number 10, Cole, this is no surprise. It hasn't changed, I don't think, since we started this thing. I think the punishment for these two teams should be that their schedule is wiped clean for the rest of the season, and they have to play each other again and again and again
for
the rest of the year. Make North Carolina and UNC Charlotte play each other so that we could actually finally settle that debate. If these two teams played 10 times, which one of these teams would win 6?
I guess North Carolina, right? I would assume. Maybe. Nobody knows.
But has the team quit on Belichick?
It doesn't look like they're enthused, does it? Mike Main says WNC is the best team in the Carolinas, hands down. Western Carolina or the SoCon Western, or do you mean ECU? Because Diesel is just doing FBS, right?
Yeah, and Western Carolina, by the way, they are 5-3 overall.
Yeah.
So they're not an amazing football team. I know that they didn't have their quarterback for a couple of weeks, for the first couple of weeks of the season, sure. They didn't get off to the start that they wanted to. But, I mean, come on. They got trounced by Wake Forest early in the season, 42-10. It wasn't even a ball game. They've kind of gone back and forth. They've had weeks where they looked amazing and weeks where they looked terrible.
Shane and Sugar Tit on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line might be my new favorite Tolo for this text. He says, got to look at the bright side. I can sit in the deer stand on Saturdays instead of watching Clemson. I'm in the lock on right now. Let you know how it goes. That is a true Tolo.
Mm.
In the woods, in the deer stand, well, I guess with his AirPod or headphones in, toloing. I mean, it's right at dusk. It's right at prime peak time. The deer should be on their feet right now, and Shane and Sugar Tits listening to the Fan Upstate.
Do you think, Cole, that a day in a tree stand where you don't even see a deer is still a good day?
Yeah, but you got to be very specific because, you know, the old saying, like a day on the lake's better, or a bad day on the lake's better than a good day at work, or a bad day in the woods better than a good day at work. No, that's not true, because a bad day at the lake could be you wrecked your boat, it caught on fire, and your leg fell off. That's not better than a good day at work, right? A bad day in the woods could be you fell from the tree stand and broke your hip. That's not better than a good day at work. So you do have to be specific.
Bad day in a tree stand is that Slim Jim that you ate before climbing the tree stand.
Yeah.
Hits you hard, and you got to scramble down that tree stand, and sometimes you don't always make it.
Texter says, just wanted to remind all the listeners that Wofford still owns Furman.
God, that was a mind blower to see Wofford do to Furman what they did.
Is that crazy? And we'll talk to Clay Hendricks on Thursday about it. But you and I, as bad as I just was bagging on Wofford last Thursday how bad they've been this year, and for them to beat Furman the way they did, like 31-13 or whatever it was. I texted you Saturday and said, Wofford just beat Furman.
Yeah,
that was very surprising.
31-13.
That's crazy. Crazy.
How many fans? Now, Texter, I don't know if you're I would assume you're a Wofford fan. Did you go to the game? How many fans showed up for that game? How many fans are showing up for Wofford games right now?
They usually have a good turnout, but obviously with their season being the way it has, I don't know. RJ says, if UNC and Charlotte played a 7-game football series, the Tar Heels already hold a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, we know that.
Jarrett Tripp says, I know it's FCS, but PC is still undefeated. And Madcraft brought PC up on the stream as well. PC's the hottest team, and
everybody's talking about them.
The Blue Hose. You got to love it, right? Presbyterian College. Oh, man, you got to love it. Diesel, I have a told-you-so moment. I saw this on the news. This is not sports-related, but you and everybody else gives me a hard time for as much as I use ChatGPT. Well, I'm going to use my I told you so next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.